Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with a KYC News Minor Update. Alaska Governor Bill Walker says he will skip the primary and run as an independent in the general election. Walker's campaign last month said Walker planned to run as an independent in the Democratic primary, a move allowed by a recent court decision. But the campaign this week said Walker would skip the primary and gather signatures to appear on the general election ballot if Democrat Mark Begich got in the race. As of Friday afternoon, Begich hadn't publicly made his intentions known. Meanwhile, on the Republican side, State Representative Mike Chenault says he won't seek the GOP nomination for governor. Senator Lisa Murkowski is criticizing President Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs as bad for Alaska. Murkowski tells Alaska Public Media she's frustrated with the administration's inconsistency.
When you have kind of a suggestion out there today and it turns into a promise the next day, and then after that it's never mind, that makes it difficult.
Alaska's senior U.S. senator said the tariffs could drive up costs for oil and gas industry, as well as construction projects at Alaska's military bases. She told reporters in Anchorage that Trump and his team need to craft and agree on clear policies before they're announced.
Then that's what you go out and you sell. And Americans understand it, the Congress understands it, our friends understand it, our enemies understand it. But when we kind of go back and forth and forth and back, I think that that's confusing. It's difficult from a governance perspective.
Senator Dan Sullivan is also critical of the tariffs. He issued a statement calling it a, quote, bad move to apply the import taxes onto goods from U.S. allies like Canada and the European Union. A grand jury has indicted a 36-year-old Fairbanks woman on first-degree murder charges in the stabbing deaths of two people. Lindsay Preshaw is charged in the death of 57-year-old Jeanette Miller, who died of stab wounds suffered November 27th at the Alaska Motel. Preshaw is also charged with killing her stepbrother, 43-year-old John Preshaw III, a day later at a home in South Fairbanks. A grand jury also indicted Preshaw on an assault charge for threatening a man. She's been in custody since November 30th when she was charged with felony assault. Police said Preshaw stabbed a woman in Esther just south of Fairbanks and stole her pickup truck. Alaska State Troopers found the truck crashed. They arrested Preshaw a few miles north of Nenana. Getting around Fairbanks is about to become a little more difficult as another road is closed for construction. Alaska Department of Transportation spokeswoman Caitlin Fry says there will be no through traffic allowed on a stretch of Phillips Field Road for 3 months beginning Sunday night. Fry says the closure is to accommodate a $3 million project to widen the road's shoulders along the Chena River.
When you get towards the river, the shoulders completely disappear. It's a really thin stretch right there. So what we're going to be doing is building a retaining wall along the Chena River and then widening the shoulders along that stretch of the road. That will increase the safety for vehicles and pedestrians.
Fry says the Phillips Field Road widening was funded through a federal highway safety improvement program following numerous wintertime crashes on the narrow, curvy roadway. Fry emphasized that access to Phillips Field area businesses will be maintained from Pegger Road and Illinois Street and an interconnecting network of dirt roads. Construction has already closed a major intersection nearby, and Fry acknowledged that the Phillips Field Road closure will further complicate navigating around town.
We know that this is a tough year for folks to get around, but the improvements that we're making, we hope in the long run, will really improve traffic flow through town and make it a more pleasant place to drive.
Fry says closures are the fastest way to get major construction projects completed. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Sam Friedman.